Right, okay, Linz, where are you, my friend? You're here, good, sorry. Yeah, I just want to honour you again, Linz, and say how proud we are in the right sense of you and all that you're doing up in Manchester. And I know you're going to update us on what's going on up there and get the boys up probably and do something for us later. But we want to welcome you, Linz, and say you're definitely a key member of this family. We love you, we honour you, and we're looking forward to hearing all that's going on. Bless you.
Brilliant, France. Give Colin a round of applause. It's great, isn't he? I was just up the back a second ago, stood next to your eldest, I can't remember her name, and she was dancing as hard as you were. And I was stood like, ooh, flipping it, passing on the generations, that's amazing. Obviously not as bad as you, but you know, it's all good. So my name's Linz, it's short for Lindsay, and about 14 years ago I moved from Maidenhead to the sunny city of Manchester, and sent out of River Church as kind of like a missionary to Manchester, but also to the nations. My mum and dad, Pete and Jenny West, have been part of the church for a long time. And yeah, welcome back, I guess. So I moved, I came back from a festival called Soul Survivor. And I walked into the house and I said to my mum and dad, I was like, Dad, Dad, check this out, I'm going to join a band. He's like, you're flipping not. I'm like, I am, I'm going to join a band in Manchester called the Worldwide Message Tribe. Honestly, I'm doing backflips and breakdancing for Jesus. And he was like, you're flipping not, mate. You're going to Cambridge to do your Masters in Sports Science. Because that's what I got lined up, or going to Marines, or something like that. And I just think it's funny how God's got a plan for everyone, hasn't he? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to give you to prosper you, to give you a hope, to give you a future. And stepping into that is like pushing the door. When the door flies open, you walk through it. If he slams it shut, he'll tell you. So it's one of those opportunities where 4 days later, I moved up to Manchester. I thought I'd move to Beirut. Like, it looked gunshots everywhere. And I moved into an Eden project, which is working alongside some of the toughest people in the country. In fact, in Europe, I had my car robbed 6 times in the first couple of weeks, and all my kit stolen, and all this kind of business. But I fell in love with young people. I fell in love with seeing young people make that transition from not knowing Jesus to knowing Jesus. And the thing that we do now, LZ7, is a band that's set up to globally go across the world to take that message, all the DNA and the heritage that we've learned at the message. We set up a new charity called Light that I'm going to talk about, to take that lamp on a stand and literally create the biggest platform we can to tell as many people about Jesus. Does that make sense? So I thought we'd start with a song. Would you like us to start with a song? Get the rest of the boys up. So Remy, if you just come down. Lucy. Remy's moved from LA. We just employed him. And he reached out on Facebook last year after seeing 27 million, which, I'll be honest, you guys pretty much funded. So when you gave us the money for the single last time I came here, Matt Redman matched the money that you gave. And that paid for us to do the single. It got to number 12 in the charts, but it went to number 1 in the States. And it raised over £180,000 for a safe house in Greece. So you guys were the funding that. So really appreciate everything that you sow into us and everything that you give into us. But this is our next single. It's called Give Out the Love. And it's all about people that are less fortunate than ourselves. And it's a dance track. You know what it is. You're going to have to stand up. You know how it is. Everyone up on your feet, standing up. You have to, yeah. You don't have a choice.
This goes out.
Every boy, every girl, everyone around the way, so much more than me.
Give out your love.
You can take your seats real quick. As you can tell, we might be sweating by the end of this, so I'm going to have to put a hat on just to hold it all in. So we moved over Remy from Los Angeles. Remy reached out after seeing 27 million on YouTube and just said, you're like the UK version of me. Let's hook up. So we're just flying him over. Him and his wife have just started. They sold everything to come and join LZ7, to come and do the ministry in schools, but also to take that message across the world. So I just want to honour him for doing that, to be honest. At the back, you'll see my man with the black T-shirt. Give him a wave, Burger. Everyone say, hey, Burger. So Burger's like he's like the faithful stalwart, like the linchpin of LZ7 and what we do. So if anyone's going to set up stuff, Burger will be there early, first thing in the morning, kind of doing all the stuff with setting up the equipment and making the sound right. And it's just amazing to have a great team. And then right at the back there, in a blue T-shirt, stand up, Nathan. This is Nathan. And Nathan started as... yeah, give him a round of applause. Nathan started as an Eden team leader and also a church leader in Manchester. Eden is where they move youth workers into tough areas. And he felt God calling him into some of the message work, so he started working in the ops department. So him and Berger kind of were the people behind what LZ7 did. When it came for LZ7 to do our own thing, to kind of come out from underneath the shadow of the message stuff, that means we're still a part of the message family, but with the same DNA, but just we're doing the lamp on a stand stuff, and they're doing very much social transformation stuff, big each other up, we love each other, all that kind of stuff. Said to Nathan, do you want to come and join? Do you want to come and do what we're doing? So he jumped with us, and we co-direct this new charity called Light, which is basically Matthew 5:14. You're the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. No one takes their lamp and sticks it under a bowl, but we let it shine so that everyone can see it and praise your Father in heaven. So that's the kind of stalwart of what we do. That's why we do it. But we've been trying to calculate this earlier. We've been in 30, we've just done 36 flights in 6 months. What people are doing is they're hearing about the stuff that we're doing in the UK. So the gig we did in Slough with Wayne Dixon, we had 1,000 kids turn up, 600 into the response room, and we calculated on this discipleship resource that I'm going to tell you about in a minute, 479 kind of clicked onto it to go through it. Do you remember me talking about last time we came back? Well, we've built it, and it comes out in October with UCB, and I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about that. So it's an amazing resource, a bit of a game changer as far as kind of following up young people that make a response to follow Jesus. And people have cottoned onto it. So we've been doing schools weeks in Holland, in France, in New Zealand. We just did one over in New Zealand where we went for 21 days. And it was a 10-day tour, 10-day school tour. So literally, this is how it worked. We got up at sort of 4 a.m., caught a flight at 6, turned up at the city at 7:30, set the kit up, first lesson at 9, set it down, moved to the next school, set it up, did a gig, set it down, went to sound check, did the gig 7 till 10:30, went to bed, got up at 4, 10 days straight. We hit 170 schools in one 10-day tour with 7 bands like LZ7 going in. But the amazing thing is that 5,500 young people first time responded and said, I want to know Jesus, change their hearts. So That's why we do it, and that's what we do it for, is to plunder hell and populate heaven. That's the whole point. You know, putting songs in the charts creates a platform. It creates people going, flipping heck, you're that guy. Kids come up to me in Scotland, and they've got 27 million on their thing, and they're going, F me, I didn't know that was you. I can't do a Scottish accent, you know what I mean? But that's how they talk. And I didn't know that was you, you're in my school. And it just creates that platform that kind of bridges the gap between Christian, you're going to smack me with the Bible, and actually, no, this is something I want to sign up to. I'm missing what you've got. What is it? So the whole point of what we're doing with the singles and stuff is to create it so that we can then speak to young people more effectively. Does that make sense? Good shout. Okay. So we're on this tour, and I'm talking to a load of girls and guys in a school, and we're not allowed to talk about Jesus. It's called Stop the Bull. So you just start talking about bullying. And we invite them down, and we had anywhere between 1,000 and 3,500 young people come to the events in the evenings. So we're going to mirror this tour in the UK, and I'm going to talk about that as well. But one young lady comes down and she sends an email the next day. She said, I turned up to your event and you just messed up my Friday night, mate. And I was like, sorry, man. But she said, you messed up my Friday night. I turned up to your event and I had 180 pills in my pocket. I had a suicide note. I had 6 razor blades. And you played that song at the end and the guy spoke and something hit me like an absolute train. She said, I didn't commit suicide. I gave my life to Jesus. You saved my life. Now, to me, I see that. Whoa. I don't cry. What am I crying about? to see young people, not just physically saved, spiritually saved, but physically saved, is 90% of what we do. We went into Scotland 2 weeks ago. 2 girls, exactly the same thing. Yeah, 2 girls were going to commit suicide, and they said, we're not going to do it because you told us about Jesus. Thanks so much for coming into my school. So, come on, West. That's better. So the amazing thing about, like, God having that plan, like, I never dreamed that I'd be a rapper in a band. I mean, I'm white, blonde-haired, I'm from Maidenhead. What the heck? Do you know what I mean? What is that? Although, I'll tell you what, it does bring me a bit of credibility is having a mixed race son now. You understand me? There's a method behind the madness. But to see young people just transformed from the inside out and then going on with Jesus, going on with God, is something that just fully inspires me. You know, we've been moved away from home and family for a long time now. But the beautiful thing is that what God kind of moves us on to, when he moves you into new seasons, he doesn't just shut old ones off and shut them down. He moves you on to something new and something bigger and something better. That's what I fully believe. And that's just a testimony of my life and of what we're doing and where we're going with the stuff that we're doing. So we set up this charity called Lights. We've also set up a record label. We've been in front of probably in the last 2 years. Now, I always exaggerate because I'm an evangelist. I'm allowed to. But probably, Berger, a million? I said a million the other day. He goes, no, it's about 500,000. Okay, 750,000 people face-to-face, young people, in schools and festivals. If you go onto YouTube and watch some of the festivals, you know, we're getting in front of like 30, 40,000 people at a time and telling them about Jesus. And that music creates that platform. It's a universal language that crosses faith, culture, background, creed, colour, whatever it is. It speaks to people. It creates that platform to be able to speak to them. And we did one in Holland 2 weeks ago. There's 30,000 people there. They did an altar call. I then back it up. And it's just phenomenal what God's doing in that country. But then the next day, we're in a high school in Inverness. And it's literally 30,000 people going nuts for LZ7. A little bit like you were with the strobe bot, but 30,000 of you going down like this. Next day, you're in school with like year 10s. And they're looking at you like, you who? What? What are you doing in my school? And seeing them change to kind of coming around to coming to know Jesus is just what inspires us so much. That's kind of why we do it. So I just wanted to give a bit of sort of background behind it so that you could get a bit of a foundation of why we do it. We just had a song come out called After Show. It got to number 5 in the dance chart in the UK, but it got to number 3 in Holland and number 7 in Switzerland. And it's just created all these... Yeah, there we go. It's just created all these amazing inroads. And it's a song, After Show. Who wants to go to the After Show? Who'd like to go to the after party, yeah? After party, heaven. Understand that? So our discipleship resource is called the AAA Pass. AAA Pass to the After Show. So a kid gets a AAA Pass at a gig. We hand it out. It's on a lanyard. We give it to them. They take it. They scratch off the code. They put the code into their computer, their iPhone, their iPad, whichever one, and they scroll through it. But let's say Lucy's in Starbucks on a Friday night, gives them all the instructions to turn up. Lucy's then the youth leader that then shows it up on the screen. They can access it at home. She does the course a little bit like what you'd call a youth alpha. Does that make sense? But the game changer about it is it's fronted by music videos. So as soon as a kid opens it up, it goes, boom, music video. Ah, oh, you've been in my school. Or boom, I saw you on the street. Or I've seen you in the chart. I've seen it on MTV. It creates a connection. Gives them more of a something to get their teeth into. It's then incentive-based. So halfway through the discipleship course, they get a free download of a song. So if they stick at it for 5 weeks, they get a free download sent to their thing from iTunes. So it's all incentive-based that kind of just says to them, actually, we're not just doing this because we want you to love the music. We're doing this because we want you to love Jesus, and we want you to make that connection. I've shown you that thing there, After Show Festival Edition. We've got a 5-song EP coming out over the summer just for August. And I'm going to cut you a little deal. You up for cutting a deal? This is good, right? This is Light. This is us. That's a standing order form. You know what's coming. If you fill in a standing order form today for me, if you decide to sponsor us, I will send you a free copy of After Show Festival Edition. That's a good deal, isn't it? I mean, come on now. So basically, we totally rely on our supporters. River Church is by far the biggest support for LZ7 and Light, by far. Out of all the churches across the country, across the world, you guys sow into us the most. And we couldn't actually do what we do without the kind support of you guys from the church, but also from individuals in the congregation and stuff. So what we want to do is we want to build a foundation of support where we don't necessarily have to sell loads and loads of music to pay for us to be able to go into school for nothing. Does that make sense to you guys? So if we get a foundation of money coming in from friends and family that are just saying, yeah, I want to stand with you. You know, you're going into places that perhaps I can't go. You're scratching the itch that I can't scratch. If you're feeling that and you're liking some of the stuff that I'm saying, would you consider filling in one of these forms at the back? I'll send you an after show. They've got details for a mailing list. We need as many people on the mailing list as possible so we can keep you updated. One of the things that I've been really guilty of is I'm rubbish at updating people. And Colin's always texting me and Ian's always like, where's the update? We don't know what's going on. And I'm like, yo, for crying out loud, get on Twitter. But anyway, that's just a hint. But if you consider standing with us, you know, we're going to see, over the next few years, we're going to see hundreds and hundreds of thousands of young people face to face and tell them about Jesus. And if you like that, that's the alarm bell telling you that you're supposed to sponsor us. That's good timing. There's also like a fundraising pack as well that you can read all about Light. You can see exactly what's in it. It gives you the foundation behind us. We're kind of like a fourfold thing. So it's a charity, it's a family of artists that get behind other artists that want to do the same kind of stuff that we do, like mainstream stuff. It's a resource, so we're going to talk about the Four Points Resource. And it's also like a creative family of artists to kind of push people. So did I say that already? I did, didn't I? Creative family of artists to push people into the mainstream. But it's the Lamp on a Stand events. So what we've just kind of secured is a national light event. So what we're going to do, like the New Zealand tour, we're going to go from city to city to city all across the UK. And then once a year put on this national light event. One in the south, one in the north. So the one in the south is going to be, it's called a bolt-on. It's going to be bolted on to Big Church Day Out. So they do Big Church Day Out. We then keep that same place and we then do a two-day youth festival. The north then happens 2 days before. We're going to bolt on the light festival that happens before. Then they do Big Church Day Out. The whole thing about partnership is that it creates a massive foundation because they're going to get big worship guys in. We're going to do all the schools and we're going to get loads of nasty young people that are going to come in and mess it up and dirty fish that are going to stink your church out. And then we're going to give you a discipleship resource for you to cope with them. So do you want to see the resource? Do you want me to show you it? Okay. It's real quick. Kind of have to show you on my iPad because it's one of them technology things. So it's called Living for God. Homepage, Living for God. Kid goes on. He gets on to God Loves Me. Now that's going to be fronted by a music video. Do you want it? Yeah, good girl. Thanks, Lise. So God Loves Me. Music video pops up. So that's going to be Give Out the Love related. Give out. Does that make sense? Next one, I've messed it up. Talks about sin. Talks about how much, you know, what we've done, what Jesus did on the cross. Next one, Jesus died for me. So that's what Jesus did on the cross. So young people just read it and then they can see a music video. Last one, I need to decide to live for God. So we've been developing this and writing it and rewriting it and piloting it. And Chris West used it in Reading and his youth group went up by 40 kids just from using this little thing. And then once you decide to live for God, it opens up a 9-week discipleship course. So you at home can click on each level and you go through the level. So I've kind of taken a screenshot of each level. So you're like a little character that builds these levels. So level one, welcome to the family. So you've decided to pray that prayer with me. You decided to pray it after the fourth point on the little resource there. Welcome to the family. You then work through it, little tasks. So these are done in groups, but they're also done with you at home. At the end, guess what? There's a memory verse. Boom. Had to get it in there. You have to fill in the memory verse, remember it, for it to unlock the next level. Now, real simple little things. On the bottom of this, we're going to film a thing called a 360. So we'd get Colin to sit down and we'd send a camera around him and he gives a 360-degree perspective on a Christian topic. I don't know, sex before marriage. What do Christians think about drugs? What do Christians think about this? And so kids can read your body language. They can see what you're actually saying. You're not just there kind of talking to them. They're actually like, oh yeah, no, I get that. No, I understand. So we're filming all this stuff. It comes out in October. And one of the songs that's on it is something that we really do, thanks, Liz, is that we really talk about in schools is so many young people are going through issues where their parents are split up, where dad's left, where someone's walked out or they're being abused at home. And this one girl, she became a Christian through one of the gigs. And she said, my mum slams my head in the door. And she just tells me that I'm worthless, that I'm a piece of what's it on someone's shoe. And result of a one night stand, I should never have been here. And so we wrote this track with Matt Redman. And it's about Jack. It's called Overcome by Love. But it's about the father's heart. It's about what God thinks. Just what you were talking about a minute ago, Colin. It's about what God thinks about those young people. Like if I would do anything for Jack, imagine telling someone who thinks that they're a piece of what's it on someone's shoe that God would do anything for you. So much so that he sent Jesus to die on a cross. Young people need to hear that. They need to hear this stuff because they're filling this God-shaped hole in here with absolutely everything that they can get their hands on to the point where they're cutting themselves, committing suicide. We need to get this God-shaped hole filled up with the right thing. And we all know what that is, and that's God. This is called Overcome by Love, and it's all about little Jack. You just put your hands in the air like this. Just chill with us.
You see, just when I thought it was time to come, it's the start of a journey, and it's only just begun.
Thank you very much. I guess with the heart behind that one is just to say to young people, like I said a second ago, that you know God's the father of the fatherless. He's your dad. He's your daddy in heaven. And so many young people just deal with so many issues that are going on because parents split up and issues happen in marriage. And we just wanted to say, do you know what? There's actually something different. There's actually a God that thinks you're valuable. He knows every single hair that's on your head. You're worth something. He died for you. He sent his son to stand in your place. And people connect with that because they want to feel this. They want to feel whatever it is in here that they're after. They want to fill it with something. And young people are searching just as much as adults are. And I just think that, you know, if we can get in front of as many as possible, tell them about this love, see a tipping point in our nation, see a tipping point in our cities, a tipping point in our schools and communities, then I'm up for doing it. I'm willing for doing it. So if you're up for standing with me, that'd be amazing. We did last 6 months, we've been recording a brand new album called After Show, which is kind of based on this discipleship resource. UCB are getting behind it and sending out 250,000 copies of this into Word for You Today. So at the end of the resource, it doesn't just leave you with a discipleship resource. If Dave wanted to use it with River Church, it would send every young person a Word for You Today. It sends them, if they scroll over their postcode, it pops up where the local youth leader is from. Now, obviously, we've been into the churches beforehand to unite the youth leaders to say, do you know what? Come down, be a part of this, so that when there's a kid from your postcode, you know that you can be part of actually mentoring them through. But if they don't, we're trying to throw the net as wide as possible. So let's say scroll over their postcode. Dave's face pops up. He goes, hiya, like he does. Big floppy, like that. Hi. Come in. Outrageous. Come down to Starbucks or Costa or River Church or Base or whatever the kind of event is, because we're going to be there starting it. So it kind of bridges that gap. Because what we're seeing was young people become a Christian at an LZ7 gig. They walk in the church, and all the stereotypes that might have been broken down, straight back up again. Because I signed up for Jesus here, and I signed up for what you're going on about, and the hype and all that kind of business. But hang on a minute, that seems like the same old thing that I might have heard before. So what we're trying to do is cross the angle scale between those things, and just keep the stereotype broken, so that they're walking in their faith in a credible way, a relevant way. They've been taught credibly, taught relevantly, and in a way that they understand, that young people can grasp. Because I can imagine, like, walking, if I came into a church after, you know, not being a Christian, I mean, I used to find it odd standing at the back of the river. I'd just be like, oh, man, what is this? At 14 years of age. Not that I'd never didn't like it. I did like it. But I used to come in with a hangover, and I'd just stand there like, oh, what is this? I remember a story when I said, I'm going to join the Worldwide Message Tribe. Keith came up to me, and he was like, you stink of beer. I'm like, I know. And he goes, don't mess it up. And I'm like, I won't, Keith, I won't. He goes, no, Lindsay, you don't understand. You don't understand. Don't mess it up. And he's actually using stronger language than that. And I was like, no, I won't. I promise, mate. And he goes, no, Lindsay, honestly, trust me. Do everything they tell you to do. I'm like, I will. I'll do everything. And he goes, no. And he goes, you'll be back in 3 months. I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, I'll be back in 3 months. You're right. But God's got a plan, hasn't he? He's got a funny sense of humor of using things. Just kind of end on this bit. Andy drove us to south of France once. On a trip, me and Keith and a few other guys, and we were going out there on a mission trip for 2 weeks. And me and Keith had to dig a cesspit, and we're digging this cesspit, and it's kind of like this, about this deep. And in the evenings, I don't know whether you guys knew this, but in the evenings, me and Keith would nick off to the supermarket and buy a crate of beer, and we'd go up into the back. Don't ever do this, young people. We'd go up into the back hills, and we'd just neck this crate of beer. And then we'd come down and we'd start pushing all the caravans and rolling everyone out of the caravan. So Ben Davenport used to fall out of his bed every 2 seconds because we'd be there like causing havoc. One time we rolled the caravan and I legged it off as fast as I could, and Keith was running. And obviously Keith's got mega glasses, so he can see everything. But I was sprinting my butt off to get away because Ben Davenport was mad. He's like, come here! You don't mess with a guy that's in the army, do you? And I didn't see this wheelbarrow that's right in front of us. And I was legging it, yeah! Straight into the wheelbarrow on my shins, right? I've still got the indentation on my shin. And the stupid thing was, is I ended up back in the cesspit. And I was there like, Keith, get me out! He'd legged it off, and he's like, no, mate, I'm leaving you there. And I was stuck in it, I couldn't get out the cesspit. I know, stupid story, but I was just thinking about, like, Where are we going with our faith? Where are we going with what we stand for? Are we digging a hole and then ending up back in a hole? Are we digging a hole to save people? Are we digging people out? Are we digging them out of the rubbish? Are we trying to get with our neighbours? Are we trying to get with our communities? Are we trying to make a change with the people that you influence, in your spheres of influence, in your conversations that you're having? Are you one of those people that that if you wake up in the morning, you're like, I've got something to live for. I've got hope. I've got a destiny. I've got a future. And does that come shining out of you when you see people in your workplace and in the places that you influence, in your high schools, in your car parks, when you're talking to mums in the high schools and stuff? I just want to inspire you guys. This is life-changing stuff. Like, people need this stuff. People are dry out there. Like, they desperately need Jesus. I was out for Dan Stag do last night, and Dan West, that is, and he's getting married. Talking to one of Dan's mates, and he's really nice bloke, and his granddad's just died, and something obviously happened, and he said it feels like something to fall back on. It feels like I can just lay back and there's God, you know, God's there. And I was like, if it all came to the end right now, mate, if it finished right now and you had nowhere, and you didn't know what was happening, would you take the risk of getting your name on the list or not? I said, because I don't want to take that risk. I don't want to turn up because if I live this life without God, if I live this life with God and I live a good life and I get the best out of life and I treat people with respect and I do all the good things that a Christian's supposed to do and I get to the end and there's nothing, at least I've lived a good life. But if I get to the end and it's true, I don't want to take the risk of missing out. I'm not willing to take that risk. I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to take that risk. And this guy was like, and never heard it like that before in his life. And I said, well, just chat to Westy when you see him around school. So you're going to have a few conversations, Dan. Chat to him. Find out what he thinks. And the amazing thing is that when you hear, like, stories of people that are shining in their workplace, the lad, he came out and he said, Westy's always the first one to text me when I'm down. I always get a text off him at night and stuff. Just little things like that emanating Jesus through you. Those tiny little things that we do that kind of set us apart from, we're not bitching about people at work. We're not kind of giving people a hard time. We're the guys that are actually going, actually, do you know what? I'm not going to preach about it, but I'm just going to act in a different way. Those little things have significant effects on people. So I just wanted to leave it with that. But there's another one as well, before we finish on a song. We went to New Zealand, and me and Berger and Nathan were sat in economy class. And I was texting a mate who's a pilot on British Airways. And I was texting him and I was like, can you get me upgraded? And he was like, I've put your name forward, go for it. And I was like, oh yes. So I turned my phone off and I put it down and I sat there. And I'm sat kind of on the end of the three. So these guys are sort of sat here and here. And I'm sat like that with the curve, you know, by the window like this. And I'm like, 28 hours like this, are you joking? And about 2 seconds after I turned my phone off, it went, Mr. Lindsay West, would you like to make yourself known to the cabin staff? So with that, I jumped up, punched the air conditioner, like, yes! Trod on Berger and Nathan, squished my feet in their faces, and I ran, like, see ya! To first class, right? And I literally got to first class, and the curtain opened, and the guy goes, are you Mr. West? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you dropped your bag tag on the way in, mate. So I literally walked all the way back, walk of shame, past the whole cabin. This lot clapped me in, yes, mate. Had to go and sit back down again. And I wanted to say that because when we talk to young people, particularly about they always seem to think that when you become a Christian, it becomes a bed of roses. I'm there just going, do you know what? It's an upgrade. It's definitely an upgrade because you're going through the roller coaster of life with God rather than without him. Those ups and downs, the downs that Dan's mate was talking about, do you go through it with him or without him? So when it's going up, do you acknowledge that he's there? Are you like, yeah, God, thanks for today. Thanks that the sun's been out. Thanks that we've had a good time. Or do you forget about him? When you're in the down times, of course, everybody. You know, when 9/11 happens, the church is filled in New York because everybody prays in the down times. What we've got to try and do is get people to understand that he's there for the roller coaster of life. He's there for the whole time. That upgrade is an upgrade for life. I don't mean it's a bed of roses, but communicating that in a way that young people understand is kind of our job. And I'd love you guys to stand with us, to pray with us, to for anyone out here, you know, if you're dealing with some of the stuff we've been talking about, if there's issues going on with some of the young people perhaps, and you've been going through some of the stuff we've said that we've touched on with Overcome by Love or any other things, please don't hesitate to come and chat to us. But the song we're going to do is called After Show. And it's all about having a hope, a future and a destiny. And it's just saying to young people and to you guys, welcome to the After Show. It's not what you know, it's who you know. So then that's the message we want to communicate. So this is After Show, and we'll finish on that. So all you need to do is you can stand up if you want. You just give it a little bit of a sway from left to right. you can grab your seats, I guess. Thanks. Yeah, so we just want to take that bar and stick it high. Take the excellence and stick it high. So everything that we're trying to do is really pushing the bar. As far as kind of like the music goes, you know, getting it mastered at Abbey Road, getting mixed in the States, being on the same level as secular artists, because a lot of secular artists look at the Christian scene. A lot of Christians look at the Christian scene. They're a bit like, oh, it's a bit second rate. So I'm fed up with that. I want to stick it on a stand and just say there's a God that loves you. He's your Father in heaven. We want to shine like lights, shine like stars in the universe. A lot of, you know, one of our songs, my dad liked this. He liked this title on the song. One of the songs on the next album is called 50 Shades of Crazy or 50 Shades of Cray. And my dad was like, is that about sex? I was like, yeah, but I'm a different shade of crazy. So the whole point is putting it in language that young people understand. They see the book 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm like, actually, you can be a different shade of crazy. You can go in a different, you can walk in an opposite, you can be different, you can hold on to it. You're a gem, you're a star, you're a princess, you're a diamond in the rough. And that's the message that we have for young people. So if you want to stand with us, we'd love it if you would. Thank you for people that do already. Really appreciate it, because we wouldn't do it without you. But we just want to say thank you for having us back. Thank you for letting us come and kind of take over your church on a Sunday. Sorry it's hot, and I understand that you're not going to dance. Next time, if you don't dance, I'm going to come and hit you with my mic. You understand me? But thank you very much. You guys have been awesome, and we're going to be at the back chilling, so just come say hi.
That's fantastic, Linz. Fantastic. Very inspirational. Yeah, when you hear a message like that, we have to respond, don't we, as a family? It's not just about clapping and cheering the message, which is fantastic news. And you know what Linz is doing is phenomenal. And I want to honour you for the journey that you've been on, mate. You're an inspiration, you and Lucy, and you know what you guys do, the way you've given your lives. You know, it's an inspiration to me. I draw passion and power just from looking at you guys and seeing what you're doing. So I want to honour that this morning. I think we all want to honour that this morning. And I think it would be great if we could bring the offering baskets down the front here. And we're going to play some music. Maybe Linz might even play some music for us. But I want us all to come out and give generously to this cause this morning. We're going to give the majority of what we take back to Linz. I want to give a small gift to Wayne, because I think he's starting off a new venture himself. And I want to honour what he's doing in our locality too. But I want to give the majority of it to what you guys are doing. And also, I want to encourage everybody to fill in a standing order form if possible, and let's support them into even greater glory, into even greater things that they're doing. They've been faithful in small things, and God has lifted them to greater things. And they're faithful in this season. God, who knows what God will do through them in this season if we stick together, if we continue to support them and honour them. So, Linz, do you want to play something, or do you want the us just? Yeah, party track would be good, because people. When people love to give hilariously. I like to party when I give. Am I the only one? Okay.
Okay, so...
So can I have the offering baskets down the front, please?
Is this on?
Keith can't wait to dance down the front here. He wants to get you.
Come on, Keith. I've got a question for you. So all you have to do is just say no after everything. Do we serve an ankle-high God? Do we serve a knee-high God? No. Come on, louder. Do we serve a knee-high God? Do we serve a chest-high God? No, we don't. Do we serve a shoulder-high God? No, we don't. Louder than that. Do we serve a head-high God? No, we don't. We serve the Most High God, don't we? Like, He is the dude, the creator, the absolute massive mo that it created this in the first place. You see, as soon as you start giving, not to us, I'm not saying give to us, but when you give, it comes back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, because God's in charge. He's large and in charge. I'm just inspiring you to give because I want to see Wayne blessed, not because Elder 7 wants to be blessed. Obviously, bless us, that would be amazing. But the point is that when you serve God, when you're in that place, and you're serving the Most High God, He never, ever, ever leaves you wanting for anything, because He's the Most High God. It returns back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Would you like us to do a song for you? It's called The 4 Points.
One second before you get going, just that, because we're going to end with this act of giving, okay? And I want us all to give hilariously and give generously. And please do take a standing order from the back and drop it in the baskets too. But, you know, obviously, again, for all of us here this morning to meet with Jesus, that's the main thing. That's why we're here, and that's why we want to support what they're doing. And this morning's another opportunity. If you, this morning, come with anything in your heart, anything that you want to discuss about, pray over, there's a prayer team here at the front. If you need healing in your body, then come down the front. I personally will pray for you, lay hands on you, and command that sickness to be healed in the name of Jesus. And we'll see miracles happen. And there's Jan at the back with her prayer and encouragement. You know, if you want a prophetic word over your life, if you're looking for breakthrough, if you're looking for inspiration, go to Jan and her team at the back on the left over there. And they will pray for you and declare the word of God into your lives. If you want to sign up for an inspirational year with Ignite, then Di will be down the front. Guys, but go blessed in the name of Jesus this morning. Go with your hearts full. Go in the love of God. Go in the grace of Jesus. Go in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and be blessed. Be blessed and be a blessing. You guys are fantastic. I love you all very, very much. And I'm proud to call you my family. Go in peace.